April 18th, 1978. This is an interview with Mr. Melvin Johnson of Maple Ridge Road near Medina. He is interviewed by Mr. Howard Albright and Mr. Arden McAllister. Well, Mr. Johnson, I want to ask you a few questions about your own life here. Could you tell us where you were born?
Barrie.
In Barrie. Oh, yes. A few miles down the road here from your present residence. Let's ask you, when were you born?
91, March 31st.
1891. Yes. Well, that's a few years back, isn't it?
Jesus.
Did you go to school over there in the Barrie when you were a kid?
Just in the district school.
In the district school. Uh-huh. Where was that?
That was North Oakfield.
Oh, in Oakfield. Oh.
The joint.
District?
District, oh. And
I see.
I live in Barrie and went to school in Oakfield.
Oh, I see, yes.
I went to high school.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to high school?
I never went.
Oh, you didn't get to go to high school. Right. How did you get to school?
Walk.
You walked. How far was it? You
mile and a half.
Mile and a half. Well, that school then would have been on what road?
That was, the Oakfield Road.
Oh, it's called Oakfield Road? I see. Out of Barrie, huh? Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do in your earlier days, Mr. Johnson?
Well, I was home till I was 19, and then I worked 1 year by the month. Mm. And then I've been doing everything, I guess.
Yeah?
After that.
A little of everything, huh? You said you worked by the month. Was that for a farmer, maybe?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Farm work.
Fred Hill, I don't know whether you knew him or not.
No.
And or I done hay press a couple of years. What did I do after that? I went to work in the woods when I was 14.
Well, I'm sorry, you went where?
The woods.
The woods? Oh, woodcutter.
Mm-hmm. We got 50 cents a cord for cutting stove wood.
Yeah.
Cut fiber and props for the mines.
That's for the mines down at Oakfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plaster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
When did you take over this place here? Mm-hmm. When did you?
27.
About this?
March.
Oh.
March 1st, 27.
What year?
27.
1927?
27. And,
That was
a whole, this is a whole farm that you ran yourself?
Yeah, it's 100 acres here.
100 acres here, uh-huh.
This little place should come off of that, see?
Oh.
The owner's father, I got it, bought it with him, and he finally reserved 2 acres here to put this house up.
Oh, yes.
What was his name?
Charlie Russell.
Charlie Russell.
That's before you come around here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he run the warehouse down here. You're talking about.
I see. This bean house? That?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chapin was in when he first took over.
Chapin, you remember his first name?
Robert, I think.
Robert or Charlie?
What?
I forgot what it was.
I don't know what it was, come to think about.
And then he sold out to Haxton.
I see.
And Charlie, her father, worked for Haxton.
Yeah, Charlie Oakfield. Russell.
Over to Oakfield.
Is that the name, Russell? Yes.
Yeah.
I see. Well, then, so you went to work for, in this bean house up here.
I worked down there when I had time to,
yeah,
off the farm.
Off the farm.
Well, it was on the other farm, wasn't it, when I first worked there, George?
I don't think so.
Where the other farm located? Where was the other farm located?
Raw Hills up there.
Was up there where the Raw Hill farm?
Oh, you were?
Secondhand film place, Crescent Bell was there.
Oh.
We used to live there. I was there for 6 years.
Oh, I see.
And I'd go down and help him out when he needed help and when I could get away from the farm.
I see. Well, just where was this bean house?
Over on East Avenue.
Yeah.
Just
located?
Right close to the railroad.
Uh-huh. Do you know what is there now?
Punches had Punches. It for a long time.
Oh, is that big stone building, is it?
No, on no. East Avenue. It's the wooden
East Avenue.
The right. Wooden one.
Oh, the wooden one.
On the west side of the road.
On the west side of the road there, yeah.
North side of the railroad track.
Uh-huh. What, just what was the process there at this bean house?
Well, the farmers would bring their beans in, and two bushel bags then, and we'd run them over the mill, weigh them up for them. Then they went up to the picking bins. There was a V-shaped bin on the bottom. These pickers was down below, and the beans would come down the pipes into their machines, and they'd pick them. And then we'd bag them up, 100-pound bags, and ship them out.
See?
It bought a lot of beans up in Michigan once. Sent them down there in these box cars, boy, the doors up, and run them right in there loose. Mm. We had to shovel them out of there. We didn't have an elevator where you could reach it. We used to use a lot of nail kegs, set them on a big truck building and elevate them up into picking bins.
Oh, yes.
How many women did you have?
20, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it one time? Different than what they did. Yeah,
that's the most they had. He used to treadle them machines with their feet, same as you would a sewing machine. And then they got the electric. So they run with a motor.
Yes.
I got one of them old treadle machines out in the barn now.
Yeah. What actually did this machine do?
Well, they come down this pipe into the hopper, and underneath here there was a short belt, maybe that long. That run, you can run it slow or fast. Guess you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And the beans went down into another elevator. And then they go to the bagging spout.
Well, what did it do? Chop up the bean itself?
Oh, no.
No?
The women would pick the poor beans out, wouldn't they?
They'd pick, on these machines, yeah. They'd pick the poor beans out and drop them in. They had holes here on the sides where they'd drop the poor beans in, and they'd go into a bag.
I see.
And
How much did they get for doing it?
3 cents, wasn't it? But what?
I can't remember.
3 cents a pound. Oh, they'd make $1, $1.20 maybe. Some of them would make $1.50 a day.
$1.50 a day?
Yeah. They picked 50 pounds, well, they made $1.50.
Yeah.
That's a lot of poor beans.
Yes.
Down here with Brandon,
now.
Yes.
Huh.
Right.
Oh, some of them wouldn't take over 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else was in this building besides the bean house?
Well, the dried, box dried apples at the other end.
Oh.
Used to dry a lot of apples around here, 25. And 50-pound boxes. Guards would draw them in there, dump them. They'd stomp them into the boxes with their feet.
Yeah.
Rubber boots on. Nail them up.
How did that drying process work?
Well, it's dry hell, it is. Oh, there's several around here then. Mm-hmm. One right down here in the corner. Mm-hmm. Farmers take care of drops and cull apples, you know. Mm-hmm. In there, and they pare them, slice them, dry them. I worked dry house up here in Millville for a lot. Brother-in-law run that tent. He used to dry a lot of them.
Where was that dry house located, the one in Millville?
But you go turn north there, right on the left-hand side, just below the Millville house.
I see. Uh-huh.
Got a fire one day. I had a kill of waste on. That was the peelings and the cores. I used to dry them. And I had it pretty near dry. I went down and shut the furnace off. And sort of cooled off a little, and I was going in and shoveled it up. All I want to say, smelled smoke. Somebody had been in there, done in the furnace, turned it on again, with a, had a blower on, and was burning coke. She sparked that to kill another one, before they got the fire company up there.
What year was that?
I guess, I don't believe it.
I don't remember when that was.
Well, it was. Well, it was shortly after we come up here, wasn't it? Must have been long.
And he hadn't gone to Alaska yet, must have been.
27 or 8. What? I used to work up there some winters.
Is that when Bacon made it, had it and made pectin the...
No, he was, well, he didn't make pectin, he made vinegar.
He made vinegar.
Or vinegar stock.
Yeah. Well, then did
he had, he had three great big silos there. You fill them with cider. Well, we draw the waste from down here. Who run that?
Don.
Tennis.
Heinz's?
I guess it was. Yeah, it must have been Heinz. They draw their peelings and dump them here in Schisler's Orchard.
Yeah.
We can go down there and shovel them on the truck and take them up there and press them.
Yeah.
Was it a wealthy?
Yeah, he loaded a car that waste every little while.
You said Ward worked there with you down here at the bean house, didn't you?
We got no, he worked in the apple department.
Oh, he worked in the apple.
The other end of the building.
Oh, she's, that was, now what ward was it?
Homer.
Homer Ward.
He was like really good.
Yeah, he is. That's,
he's been
in
the house, he worked in the hospital with him.
I'm trying to think. We used to go clear down the hall and draw that waste up. Press it, dry it.
Yeah.
He got a lot of vinegar out of that stuff. Or vinegar stock, he didn't make the vinegar.
When did you sell your farm here to?
To Hamlin?
Oh, that's right, you sold it to Hamlin. That's
49. He had it for 10 years?
9 or 10, I kept everything close.
And he sold it to Finney. Louis Finney, you know him?
Yes. Was this road paved when you moved here?
Oh, yeah.
Been paved a few years, probably.
This road was built in 1914. Paved. That is, the road was built, state road.
I see. It
used to, be a gravel road when I first came down this way. Mm-hmm. You had all the stone here with all teams and dump trucks and. Mm-hmm. They put a good foundation in here, and now there's ruined, don't drain. Got the ditches all filled up. That's the reason we have so much water out here.
Could you tell me when the school, they closed the school here and start taking them to Medina?
Oh, gee. They came to Medina when I went to school. I used to see him bring
them
in.
This is one of the first schools.
Long time ago.
Oh, it must have been.
I think it was the first one in this area.
Yeah, that took them to Medina.
Right.
Edwin Pettit used to, had a rig that took them down.
Billy Jean used it. And then Billy Jean took them when I knew it.
Mark both, they drove buses. James, he used to take them with a team of Democrats. It wasn't only six or seven before that. But they must close just shortly after we came here.
Well, I quit Medina school, it was true, because I didn't go to high school. I quit. I was 13 years old, was all, so I'd be about 19, 12, and they were bringing them down there before that.
Probably remember the ice house and the.
Oh yeah, I remember when
that corner down there. What
you fell at?
Yeah.
I remember that from where I lived up home, where I was born.
An ice house.
We used to come down about once a week.
Oh, I see. You came into Medina about once a week.
How long did it take you?
Couple hours to get, about 10 miles from wherever you live there, downtown.
How come you didn't go to Albion? Wasn't that closer?
We did once in a while. No, that was 11 miles.
Is that so? You live in this
Oakfield
corner over here, Barry, I see.
Oakfield was the nearest, that was 7 miles.
Did you do
Chester stuff? Taught school. Well, I was 14, I guess. 13 or 14. She just thought she ought to want to be a teacher. She got $7 a week the first year.
Yeah.
A little over $1 a day.
Yeah.
We had to take her to Oakfield School. It was high school. Then she went to seminary in Oakfield for a year. We'd take her Monday morning, Friday night, go after her. Then she went to Albion for a year, a training class they call it. And that was a longer drive, twice a week. Then she got a school 7 miles from home, and we had to take her in.
Oh.
She always took her food from home, basket of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And she found a place to board. I think she paid $2 a week for a room. And she had privilege to cook. When she got, all the time she went to high school and seminary, and when she was teaching, she got a place right there in the school. Take her food from home. Second year she taught, she got $9 a week, and then she gave up. She didn't have much to buy clothes with.
What was your sister's name?
Edith. The oldest. I had three sisters. One down here in the infirmary now, is 2 years older than I am.
Oh.
The other one died when she was 50.
Well, you saw a few changes in your lifetime, then, haven't you?
I used to work for 10 cents an hour.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a little more about this farm here that you ran. Was it a dairy farm or fruit or...?
No, it was her father's uncle was the first I knew who lived there.
I see.
Well, I bet you heard of him, Ben Halliston.
Well, I haven't. Ben Ellison?
Halliston. H-E-L-S-T-O-N.
Oh. He's gone out.
He built the barn and the house both over here. Where he didn't build them, but he had them built.
Yeah.
What did you have raised? What did they raise then?
Over here?
Yeah.
Well, then you used to raise a lot, but quite a few potatoes.
Ben had sheep, we never did.
Cellar had it. One year you had that big cellar filled right up with potatoes, right up to the floor. He kept good in there. He'd sit there and short potatoes all winter. When he got a load of shorted, he'd take them down. He had sheep too, didn't he?
Yeah, he had sheep.
How about you? What did you specialize in?
Oh, I raised beans and hay and wheat. Had 8 or 9 cows. Sold milk down to dairy for 4 cents and a half a quart. Now it's 74, I guess, or both. That's Eskison, Albert. He used to run the dairy down here. He figured on giving us about half of what he got for pasteurizing and delivering them. I guess 5 cents was the most we ever got.
How did you deliver the milk over there?
Take it down every morning, 7 o'clock. You had to be down at 7 o'clock.
I see.
Them were long days.
Yes.
About 16 hours every day.
Yeah. You used to have milk cans, 5 gallon milk cans.
I'd be up stirring milk 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 10 gallon cans.
10 gallon?
First come over here, we made butter. Skimmed the milk. Then we sold milk to the women down to the bean house. They'd bring their quart cans there and we'd or father there and bring them up. We'd fill them up and he'd take them back when he went in the morning. 10 cents a quart.
I guess that the time. Didn't really have a right to do that.
It's too late now to do anything about
it. I don't think.
Well, I don't think we had anything to do.
We got along all right. Oh, but in the Depression, we bought the Styron Ferry back 2 years before the Depression hit. 27 we bought it.
Yeah, but 1929 came the Depression.
Yeah, 29, 30. Death head over heels on the farm.
Well, what did the price of things that you sold went down? Is that it? And so it was.
Well, wheat was 50 cents a bushel.
Beans was 90 cents a
hundred. Pea beans was 90 cents a 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's less than a cent a pound. I paid. I think I was the second year I got here. Yeah. 1928, I paid 14 cents a pound for red bean seed. I sold a crop for a cent and a half. That's the start of the Depression when the beans got down to that price.
Yeah.
Wheat was only 55 cents a bushel. Now they're hollering they can't get $4.
Well, the price of bread, you ought to get more than doing it.
Yeah, it's like everything else. You take 5 cents worth of oats now and you charge you $1.20 for a couple pounds of oat flakes.
Well, you got through the Depression anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, there was only 1 year we couldn't make our payment, but we bought it on a land contract, or I took over the contract from her father, paying 6% interest then. It was only 1 year we missed our payment. I did manage to pay him the interest. This Ben Hilson, her uncle, or his, her father's uncle, held the mortgage then. Well, we got out of it after a while.
When did, do you remember your first automobile?
Yeah.
Where were you when you had bought that? When was that?
I was home then.
You were home in Barrie.
Working around different jobs.
Uh-huh.
About 1914. Ford touring car. All you needed in those days was a piece of baling wire and some pinches. You could fix most anything on it.
Yeah.
I used sensors and remote and get parts, bushings and one thing and another put in. Even had a tire vulcanizer. Tires didn't last very long then. They didn't, well, they cost around $11-$12. Yeah, only 3 inch in front and 3.5 behind. I said, you got a vulcanizer, you just fix my own tires. I remember one night, just mud up by the town line road, there was mud. And somebody had been through with a wagon. Up through that mud, and it froze hard that night. When I got home that night, I come to Medina. When I got home, there was rubber. Got a little thing, I don't know what it cost, only about $4. Put a little waste in there and a little gas. teaspoonful of gas and touch a match to it, clamp that under your tire wherever you wanted to patch. She'd hold.
Have any trouble getting up hills?
No, it'd go anywhere.
Of course, didn't have too many hills around here.
No, this area is not.
The roads wasn't plowed in, you know. I run that Ford Chushnell, you know, was coming right up over the lamps.
Yes?
Yeah. Chain down behind.
Did
go
you,
anywhere.
Did
mud.
You run your car all winter?
Yeah. Yep.
Got stuck in the mud?
Mud up to Hubdick, or actually.
Yeah.
Whatever. Wheels were a lot bigger then. Mm-hmm. Had 31-inch tires. Thirty. Didn't you have a...
I think they were 30.
30 by 3 and 30 by 3 and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little dumb thing. You fix the tire pretty often.
Yeah. I swapped that in for an 1918. I had to go to Oakfield that morning. And then we went to Alabama. Don Allen, you knew him. He went with me. I'd been down the day before. Jay Walker was selling the Fords then. I'd been down the day before and made a deal. And we got to Alabama and that was a strip of road in there was soup, mud. And it froze that night. It was a half inch crust right over that. Soup or mud. Got there on my dining room, and my tires was pretty well peeled. Well, Jay says, them ain't the tires you had on yesterday, are they? Yeah, same ones. He went through the deal, all right. He gave me $285 for that old wreck. I paid him $570, I think it was, for the new one.
Hmm. That was 1918.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I got that. I don't.
It's the one he wants to come court me with.
Oh, yeah?
I traded the 18 in for a 23 Maxwell sport touring car. Jay Bourne, he would leave, give me only $100 for the old Ford.
That's all he give you.
Hmm. Well, I only paid $10. But, yeah, I give him $1,025. He give me $100. He got into old Ford and drove it home.
Did you have workhorses on this farm when you first came? Or?
Yeah. We had a tractor, Ford, or Fortune. Her father and I together. I worked farm up west of it.
They all came off to be 27 and 29.
29, I bought an international tractor.
I see.
That would have been spade lugs on it. I got the tractor and the plow and a cultivator for $1,000 at that time. That was a two plow tractor.
Well, Mr. Johnson, guess maybe you've told us enough. Unless there's something special that you remember that you think might be of interest.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this very much. I think we've got a little bit better picture of some of the activities around here and some years back. And I thank you.
You're welcome.